When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. All right. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then afterwards we will jump right into Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagrew just got out of the TARDIS. Esmeralda is still spinning, drilling many holes in the hut. And Viggity Vic, he's just lost his mind. He's run up and down the hallways being verified. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. Get your requests in now. R&B songs, 312-981-7200. You enjoying this one, DJ Shagrew?
This is fantastic.
Isn't it the best? It's Gerald Levert with Mr. Too Damn Good. Because he wants to be Mr. Too Damn Good for you. I remember seeing that video for the first time and just... like, because it's 80s. I mean, it's all, you know, it's very 80s, Dan, as you can see. But just, I love the title. It's one of my favorite Fly Jam titles. Mr. Too Damn Good. Isn't that a great title, Esmeralda?
He's
yeah.
Too Good?
He wants to be Mr. Too Damn Good for you.
Oh, all right. Well, that's yeah. Nice of him. Does he accomplish
he
that?
He wants or? To be your breakfast in bed, too. That's one of the lyrics.
I would rather have breakfast in bed.
But
than
that
him
was
to
that's one of the reasons why he's Mr. Too Damn Good.
He's like breakfast in bed in human form.
Eh. I'd rather him actually
does,
bring me
does
breakfast.
He leave crumbs all over the
What meal does V remind you of?
Hmm. Donuts?
Well, that's pretty damn good.
Powdered donuts.
Powdered donuts all over the place. I've never really understood the concept of breakfast in bed.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't want to eat in bed?
Oh, come on.
No.
Eating in bed is the best.
No, it's not.
It's so luxurious.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not.
You, and then you get to put that,
you get
if you're fancy.
Bacon grease all over the bed. And
what
you,
do you, you have napkins?
And you get crumbs all over the place.
Not if you have one of those little tables you put on your lap.
No.
Oh, that's, I want one. I just want one of those. Doesn't
well,
even
you
have
need
food
to call,
on it.
You need to call Gerald Levert, baby. Because he's Mr. Too Damn Good.
Eating in bed is the best.
It is not.
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, man. I always thought it was weird. It's like, you know, it's Mother's Day. I'm going to bring you breakfast in bed,
yeah.
Mom.
I don't want you to get
then you
up.
Got to vacuum the damn bed when you're done
what
and change
she,
the sheets.
What is she doing in there? Is she just, like, yeah. The, everything's
that's
flying
right.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
No.
You know, people eat breakfast.
Eat over
bring
the
toast,
little table.
Put toast in there. Tell me that there's not going to be crumbs.
Eat over the little table.
Breakfast in bed sucks. I don't care what Gerald Levert says. You know Gerald Levert? You familiar with Gerald Levert?
No.
Yeah, he's Mr. Too Damn Good. That's why.
Quite a name, Gerald Levert.
Whole family. There was a whole family of Leverts that were very popular. I'm not kidding. Lecoqs and Leverts.
Were they feuding?
Yeah. It was like the Hatfield and McCoys. Led by Pete Lecoq.
We'll have to skip about that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Mr. Too Damn Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whatever happened to the rent is too damn high. Whatever happened to that guy?
I thought he had retired.
I love. Yeah, he did retire. I love
I'm
that guy.
Of the boot man.
No, the boot man's still around.
He's
he ran against Trump.
Oh, good for him.
I would have voted for him. Here's the thing about the too damn high. The rent is too damn. I love that guy so much.
I mean, it's true.
Oh my God!
I've seen those rents.
That
in
short
New York.
That short period of time where he was all over the place. And then when Keenan did him on SNL, mm-hmm.
And he has quite a look.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
See, I bet you he likes breakfast in bed
because he's Mr. Too Damn High. All right, let's. All right, here, Paul requested this. I see her face and I can't let go. She's in my dreams and my heart, so let me know. Have you seen her? I'm looking for that love. She's a thought and a vision in my memory. I have it better, but tell me, where could she be? Have you seen her? I'm looking for that special love, oh love. Why would you request Hammer's version of that song?
That was Hammer?
Yeah. You have never heard that before?
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
That was MC Hammer, man.
He's gentle.
Like Mr. Too Damn Good. Hey, yeah, why would you request the MC Hammer version of Have You Seen Her? By the way, we got some lines open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. Request your fly jams right now, and we'll get them playing. DJ Shagru is ready to go, so get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. It's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Congratulations to you and the crew. The
yes,
awards just keep on coming.
If you just woke up, the Silver Dome Awards were announced last night, and my collective team here, we won Best Local Broadcast Team. And it's right, because Esmeralda, Dan, and Vic.
Well deserved.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Glad you enjoyed my Triple Play Thursday tribute to
yeah,
Poplar Creek
right.
And Johnny B.
Yeah,
you asked why I picked those songs. I thought those were his best songs musically, and I'll have you know that they came from my personal collection because you can't get those tracks on YouTube.
Wow.
Well, I could probably.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you,
Bob. Well, yeah. The insiders, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of know Johnny, so it's a...
Yes, I know. But I thought those were great songs.
No, they were fun. We was just that I was surprised about We're All Crazy in Chicago not being, because that's like the signature Leisure Suit song.
Yeah, and that's a good song. I actually wrote a parody song on that once called We're All Crazy in Green Bay, but we never recorded.
Oh, okay.
I wrote one about you once, too.
Oh, good.
Maybe I'll have to...
Was it Mr. Too Damn Good? Was it...
No, it was to the tune of Just a Gigolo.
Oh, that makes Gigolo.
Oh,
I can't tell you the number of times in my years I've been called de Gigolo. That's always a good one.
One.
Maybe I'll send Dan the words if you want to read them. But
sure, it's funny. It's great because you got a name that you can, you know, rhyme with Gigolo.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my first name is Nick, so it's fantastic to have things rhyme.
First of mine is I'm Nick DiGiglio, and everywhere I go, it seems I'm watching movies playing.
Wow, all right.
Oh, so this is something Nick would have to sing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you send that in? Send in the lyrics there, Bob.
I'll put it together. All right,
thanks.
Been a while, but I will.
All right, what do you got?
Well, anyway, it's been a long, strange trip for you the last couple of years, from risking your career to hospitalizations to immortalization after your recovery with the likes of Pat and Ron and Vince and Lou and, of course, Roy. So in honor of you setting your monkey free for 2 years now this coming Sunday, here's a song that one of your favorites.
All right. Great song. Thanks, Bob. That's really sweet of you, man.
Congratulations on 2 years of sobriety.
Thank you. That's Sunday, by the way.
It's also an early George Michael tribute. He would have been 54 at the end of this month.
Yeah, he's born at the end of June 29th or something like that. 25th. Okay. All right, Bob. Thank you, man. That was nice.
Okay.
Take care. There you go.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That was nice, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Jim in Carbondale. I don't know if he is Mr. Too Damn Good, but here is what he wants to hear.
Can't you understand that I think like a man?
Still a young man. Baby, ooh, don't waste your time.
Oh, no, no, baby.
Still a young man. Baby,
I'm not wasting my time.
Tower of Power, man. He's not wasting his time. He's not going to waste his time, Esmeralda.
Clearly.
He ain't got time to waste his time. All right. Fly Jams Friday continuing. 312-981-7200. And we've got a request here. We'll get to it after the break. Bennett, the Business of Funk Wake Night. Has a request, and we'll get to that one coming up. And if you have a request, 312-981-7200.
Now we're up to talking divorce, and we weren't even married.
On my own, once again,
yeah.
No one said it was easy.
Yeah, I chose this. I chose this because it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's Patti LaBelle, who is an astonishingly talented singer.
Yeah.
And the great Michael McDonald. And that's why I chose it, because of Michael. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie?
No, I have Patti!
Yeah.
What was that dude's name? I love that guy. The guy's review. Remember the dude's? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
His review this week. Patti!
Yeah, I can't remember.
That guy's fantastic. That video. Oh, my God. That video is hilarious. I've never had it. Is it good?
I don't know.
Oh.
But from that guy's review.
Oh, Patti!
I'm going to assume it's delicious.
I always thought that Patti Vasquez should pull that audio.
Oh, and then have a little.
And play it every once in a while. Patti!
Should let her know.
Yeah, let her know. Anyway, but that's On My Own with Patti LaBelle and the great Michael McDonald. Yeah. Taking it to the streets.
Is he still touring?
He was just on Fallon. He
doing what?
He's you know, Thundercat? You familiar with Thundercat?
No.
Musician.
No.
Big, crazy African-American dude.
No.
Who plays like this. He's unbelievable. He's incredible. Well, he's got an album out right now. Thundercat just came out. It's called Drunk.
Okay.
And he got, because he loves them, for one song, he got both Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald.
Oh, man.
And they were both on Fallon performing the song. And it ruled. It ruled. Michael McDonald is the king, man. Don't even play around. Michael McDonald rules. He doesn't have quite the impressive beard. Dan, that's an impressive beard he's got.
Amazing.
He's all sad. And the song is They're Breaking Up. And they're not even married. So Michael McDonald is still doing the thing, man.
But his beard isn't as good?
It's not nearly as prominent.
You could.
He's all gray now. He used to be sort of like salt and pepper.
Right.
And he's all gray.
So wait, when you say it's not as, but like he trimmed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's now just a go. I think he's just got the goatee thing.
Oh, okay.
Now. But he was Captain Beard.
I mean, right now he should be sporting the big beard.
Yeah. Well, the Thundercat is doing that. Thundercat's. Pfft.
Okay.
Have you never seen this guy, Thundercat?
No.
Look him up. He's pretty damn cool, and he's a huge human being. I can't remember the name of the song, but it ruled, and it featured him and Kenny Loggins. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. You guys remember the sketch, the SCTV sketch, where Rick Moranis played Michael McDonald?
No.
And it was just him running around town doing backup tracks on like 50 different songs. So he's driving around from studio to studio, just coming in, walking in while the recording is happening, putting on a headphones and going, yeah, 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 and then leaving. And then, like, when he actually spoke and said goodbye, he'd go, yeah, take it easy, goodbye. But that's not how Michael McDonald talks. So there you go. On my own, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald. Okay. Did you see any Thundercat? Can you see the Thundercat?
I did. He kind of looks like the Weeknd.
He does. He's bigger, though.
He's like a bigger Weeknd.
He's a bigger Weeknd. He's like Memorial Day weekend.
He's a long holiday.
He's an extended weekend is what he is.
It's a three-day weekend.
It's exactly right. All right. No, he's Weeknd with an E. That's what he is.
Oh, I see.
he's Weeknd with the extra E. So, all right. Bennett, the business of funk. He's the funkiest man in this world.
Yeah.
He has a request. Can we hear the request?
She knows only a temporary fix, but that's how it goes. Even perfect people miss street sweeper, baby. I love you like crazy, yeah. Forget the maybe, 'cause you're my type of lady.
I got a little nervous there, DJ Shagru. I thought he was going to say something that we can't say on the air. And I know how funky Bennett is and how he just lets the F-bombs fly constantly, especially when the Dow is down. that was Jameson and Street Sweeper.
Okay. I thought it was Justin Timberlake for a second.
Sounded a little like a JT, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's Jameson. I'm not familiar with that. Was good though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, I liked it.
I was used to be very familiar with Jameson. Not anymore.
This is a different Jameson.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was another kind of Jameson. All right, let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How are you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, speaking of SCTV, do you remember Eugene Levy doing Gino Vannelli?
Oh my God. Oh my
with
God!
The hair.
Yep, one of the funniest things. Is that? And see, that's why there are so many people who just. And I mean, this sounds condescending. There are people who just don't get SETV because their references were so specific and so strange. Like, who the hell knows who Gino Vannelli is? And they do, and then, like they do an extended sketch about Michael McDonald singing back. I mean, nobody does that kind of stuff. It's so
they were great.
They were the best. Yeah. SETV was amazing. God.
All right, I got before Richard Perry got a hold of him and made him pop superstars. The Pointer Sisters were pretty funky, and this song is one of the funkiest. Bet you got a chick on the side.
Oh yeah, I love this song. That's good, man. That's a lot different than I'm so excited.
How about
yeah.
All right, Nick.
All right, man.
Take care, buddy.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
Take care. There you go. There's Mike. By the way, I just was looking up at the screen. Dean gave the Mummy C-.
Is that forgiving, you think?
From what I've heard, that's kind. From what I've heard. I've heard really bad things about
it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. We've got It Comes at Night tonight, or tomorrow, I'm saying. Tomorrow. All right. This is an interesting one, Dan, from the 630 area code. We have a performer who actually sent in a song that she did.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
I just wanted to give you, it was a regular listener.
Oh, it's a regular, I see. So she's an actual performer. No. It's a regular listener, 630 area code.
Right.
So this person is named I-N-O-J, but her name is Joni, and her stage name is Joni Backwards. I-N-O-J.
Oh.
And she covers Let Me Love You Down. So here we go. That's good. Not quite as good as my version.
Reminds me of like 90s songs that you would hear on B96.
Yeah. Maybe that's when it was recorded. I don't know. But that's Let Me Love You Down. Old Ready for the World. 872 wanted to hear a little James Brown. I'm as good as gold. Check out Brother Brown. I invented soul. I'm real. I'm real. I'm the real super bad. And then nobody out there good enough to take the things I have. I'm real. I'm the real super bad. And then nobody out there good enough to take the things I have. Yeah! James Brown, man. That's a good way to end Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah.
One of the kings of the Fly Jams. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
Stay cool.
I'll try.
And we'll see you Monday morning.
See you Monday.
Okay, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up after this.